What about
just okay, stop. So let me ask you a question, Mr. Joe Rogan, Mr. Scientist. Are you saying
don't,
that we shouldn't
don't
have...
do that. Don't call me Mr. Scientist. I'll start mocking you, and it's so much easier to mock you. So,
have on, you hold on, ever hold on. Looked at
tetanus,
how,
polio, paralytic diseases?
Have you ever... Educated. Polio, please stop.
Yes. No, I won't. I know
Brian,
you think it's
Brian,
just...
Brian,
I've read,
Brian,
I've heard,
Brian,
I've heard
Brian,
Susan
Brian.
Humphries.
This is a long conversation that we're not going to have on this podcast. Right. Let's just
but
not.
But you're not a scientist.
I don't have to be a scientist to know that...
Yes, you do.
Brian is wrong there. You don't have to be a scientist, but you do have to be willing to read. You have to be willing to read.
It's not just...
I'm not going to do this with you,
but
Brian.
But it's not just about...
I brought up
it's not just
that
about...
Be a
hold,
fun
on,
debate.
Hold on, hold on. Joe.
No, Brian,
it's not
I don't want to do this with
but
you.
But it's not just about...
We're in the middle of a fight companion. Right. It's annoying.
All right, mm-hmm. But it's like...
Yeah. How come one in every 12 kids who's a boy in California has autism now? Because that's what's going on. That's what's going on in California, which has one of the strictest... vaccine policies. One in 12. Did I say vaccines cause autism? Maybe I will have...
Well, RFK's getting to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now Florida doesn't demand vaccines
for
kids.
That's dangerous to me.
Yeah.
I knew you'd jump on that.
Well, okay. Everybody told me the Brian Callen dude was not good news. Okay? And then I did a show with him. He seemed reasonable. He seemed reasonable when I did a show with him. And people were like, yeah, he does it for whatever... And then I see him on Joe Rogan sometimes, and I'm like, he kind of seems reasonable. So he seems pretty reasonable. Is he about to be reasonable here, or is he about to undo every nice thing I've said about him?
Of course, it's dangerous, Brian. What are you talking about?
Tetanus,
all that
tetanus.
Tetanus.
Should we just go down the road?
You need to bail on the tetanus thing because Suzanne Humphries.
Educate his ass.
Also, I was correct when I said this 5 years ago. Find the goddamn motherfucker. In VOD, I said two things. I know, and I said this over and over again. I said, one, there will be no amount of time where you guys will feel safe with the mRNA vaccines. I said that because they're like, oh, we just need more time. Bullshit. No, you won't. No, you'll never change your mind on this. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you won't change your mind. I was right on that. It's only been 5 years, but they haven't changed their mind at all. And no evidence, no data, nothing came out to show that those vaccines were unsafe. Nothing came out to show that they were more dangerous than any other vaccine. All the data that came out, overwhelmingly positive, okay, outperformed every other vaccine on the market. Both in our country and internationally, okay, kicked the Russian vax ass, kicked the Chinese vax ass, okay? So, one, okay, that was right on that. And two, I said, this will not just be an attack against mRNA vaccines. You'll use this to undermine every single vaccine. And I knew it was obvious at the time. And you know how I knew it at the time, okay? It's not because I'm a genius. You just listen to their language, because they would always say, oh, I don't trust the COVID vax. What do you mean you don't trust? What is the COVID vax? I thought you just didn't trust the mRNA vaxes. There were non-mRNA vaxes. Do you trust those? Oh, it was just bullshit the whole time. And yeah, now we're seeing it here, right? It's every single vaccine is going to be under attack, yeah.
Suzanne Humphries explained
tetanus. She's not a vaccinologist. She's like, I know that woman. What are you talking about? So you're saying we
shouldn't
have
vaccines?
She's a medical
doctor that absolutely understands tetanus. She said tetanus, all you have to do is keep the wound open and clean it.
Oh, that's
you
such don't, bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
Oh my God,
it's not bullshit.
Bullshit.
Do you know how many people die of tetanus
Holy
every year?
Very.
What about? How many people get vaccinated for tetanus every year? Tetanus is, to be fair, tetanus is not really that dangerous of a disease. I think even if you're not the overall amount of people that would die would be fairly low, but it's like, it's just a freebie. It's like a free shot, right? Like, why not? Like, why not? Like, there's minimal to no, I don't know if there's any downside at all. It's just like, why not? It's just so like, and then when you start peeling away every single, like, not that many people die of measles either, right? But like, if not that many people die of this, not that many people die of that, not that many people die of that. One, a lot of it is because a lot of people are vaccinated, but two, if you start taking away all these things, like, it's just unnecessary. Why? Why would you have
people dying of preventable diseases? Like, why?
Just okay, stop. So let me ask you a question, Mr. Joe Rogan, Mr. Scientist. Are you saying
don't,
that we should
don't
have,
do that? Don't call me Mr. Scientist. I'll start mocking you, and it's so much easier to
are
mock
we,
you.
So are we?
Why? Because it's your show.
Are we not? So you don't believe in vaccines? You don't think we should have vaccines?
It's not that I don't believe in vaccines.
Kitchen,
what are you saying?
It's like, I don't think you should give a kid.
I don't think you should give a kid so many. I'll suck him off the next time I see him. If Brian asks the two questions, anytime, I don't know if Joe Rogan's about to say this. Okay, sorry, I'm just foreseeing the whole dialogue tree. People always go, it's not that I'm against vaccines. It's just, why do we give them so many? Or why do we give them so many so quickly? Oh, okay. Well, one, which ones don't you like? And two, what's the appropriate amount to give? Because it's always just like a truism.
Kid a Hep B vaccine when they're a baby.
Different subject.
MMA vaccine is absolutely connected to a host of serious debilitating.
Did he mean MMR or is there an MMA vaccine as well? Because if there's an MMA vaccine, it sounds like he needed one.
Debilitating problems that kids have gotten from them. There's a lot of problems because they don't test vaccines in a double-blind, placebo-controlled setting.
Hold it. People keep saying this as well. I have never seen any evidence of this ever, that vaccines aren't tested, aren't trialed, don't have double-blind. We can look up these studies. Where does this idea come from that there's just no testing on vaccine? Where does this come from?
They test them against other vaccines. You know that, right?
Then, yes, I do. Excuse me. Let me just say something. Yes, you're right. You can make the argument for Hep B. Here's why. Because the chances of a child coming in contact with the kind of activity that causes Hep B is different.
So now sexually you say, transmitted disease
or
and
right.
needles.
So now you say this. You say this. That chance is zero. The chance for vaccine injury with the Hep B is not zero. It's non-zero. Okay? So I understand that math. Okay? What I'm trying to say to you is that there are certain diseases. Pick up a history book. Smallpox. Diphtheria. Mumps. Have you ever looked at tetanus, polio.
Notice how when Brian wants to have like a conversation... Okay, if you pick up and say, okay, but can you just finish a sentence, please?
Oh, paralytic diseases.
Have you ever educated? Polio, please stop.
Yes. No, I won't. I know Brian, you think it's just
polio. Well, let me tell you about the semen monkey disease that was in some of them. That there's, by the way, no evidence, no studies have shown that anybody has an increase in cancer or anything else. Also, polio, that got eliminated because people washed their hands better, idiot.
Brian, Susan Humphreys.
This is a long conversation that we're not going to have on this podcast because I'm going to get angry because I've researched this for years.
Oh my God, researched this for years and the retard still doesn't even think we went to the moon. Give me a break. This is like the Hassan equivalent of I've researched Israel-Palestine for years, but I don't know where any of them are on a map and I don't know what the Western Wall is. Kill me.
Right.
Let's just
But you're not a scientist.
I don't have to be a scientist to know that.
Yes, you do.
No,
Brian is wrong there. You don't have to be a scientist, but you do have to be willing to read. You have to be willing to read. You cannot get all of your information from these dog podcasts. Maybe there are good ones out there, but not these. Not these ones.
Brian, shut the fuck up. I don't have to be a scientist to read research, to understand.
What is the last research paper you've ever read from start to finish? Any of them. There's none of them. And you know how you could tell he hasn't read a single one? It's because they always ask the same level one questions that's dealt with in the discussion section of every single paper. Where like what kind of research, well, I guess if it's on like Medivax or RDMV, there's like two open servers for like preprints or whatever. I don't remember what the two sites are called. But like people say things like, oh, they did this vaccine and then this thing happened. They did this treatment, this thing happened. And who knows why this happened? What do you mean, who knows? Every discussion paper for every single thing ever related to epidemiology or disease or whatever is going to have a section where they discuss where the hypothesized cause of action is or mechanism of action. Or they're going to have a thing for follow-up research. Or they're going to talk about other things that they studied to see why a particular thing happened. But nobody's aware of any of that. They don't even read the abstract. They read the first sentence of the thing that pops up on a website. And then they did a whole study. And then they're like, well, what about, did they control for people who were already fat? And then they asked the dumbest questions that if you peered into a single methodology section, you would know how they would pick people for their cohorts.
Understand that they were spraying DDT all over the country when everybody was getting polio. Do you know that?
Yes, the first instances
of polio, they happened in rural communities where they were all farmland and agriculture, and then cows were getting them and horses were getting them. And
I don't even know the theory on this. So is this the thing? So polio came from DDT? Is that from the sprays? Is that what?
Dogs were getting them?
Let me make a statement.
They were calling it paralytic
polio. Oh, remember the thing that I did? Was this yesterday or the day before? The table thing? The table thing. Remember, when you knock down legs of the table, they don't change their mind. They just jump to another conspiracy theory, right? Well, why did this happen? Oh, well, it was because of this. And then you debunk whatever talking about that. What about this? And then they hop to a whole new debunking point. It's like, it's really crazy that your argument was 100% based on these 3 points. And then I knocked down those 3 points. And instead of your argument changing at all, you've adopted a different supporting point for the same argument. Isn't that kind of weird? Doesn't that kind of show maybe you're kind of, maybe, possibly... Holy shit, maybe. I was talking about three. There's like three different domains. What did I use? Oh, I used an analogy for making a sword. This was on stream, right? Does anybody remember this? I think this is on stream, right? Does nobody remember this? Why are we talking about this off stream? You have like, I feel like this was on stream, right? You have like a material. You have like the weapon you forged. And then you've got like your handling of the weapon.
Have I never talked about this? You talked about it during the tier three stream. Maybe I did. I feel this is the way that I conceptualize like debates right now. Okay. So you have like some material. Okay. So maybe your material is dog. Okay. Like plastic. Or maybe your material is really good. Like Hitori Hanzo steel. Okay. I don't know if Japanese steel is better. And I don't think it is, but whatever. We'll do it for the analogy. And then you can forge this into some kind of like meaningful like weapon, right? Like a really, really, really good, sharp, strong sword. Or it can just be like a block of material that isn't forged at all. And then you've got like your, like how good are you at like handling the weapon versus are you fucking retarded? I feel like when it comes to debating people, I feel like the equivalent here is you have like your, you have your facts and then you have your arguments and then you have your deployment or your rhetoric. And in order to like fight somebody like this, for unfortunately, at the very least, you need the last two, but all three are like the best. So for instance, you can have a bunch of bullshit ass facts, right? Like DDT causes horses to be in iron lungs. And as long as you have like an okay, like a cheap ass weapon, so like a spear or a halberd, these weapons are really nice because you don't really need to know what to do with them. They're just long and you poke people with them. And so every retard could kill any sword master by just smacking them away, right? So as long as you have like, it can be facts forged into like an effective weapon, and then the handling is like easy because you just have to repeat the same talking points over and over again. The rhetoric is easy. Then you'll always defeat somebody who doesn't have the last two. So like researchers are really good at collecting, you know, strong facts. They do research, but they're not used to like formulating them into punchy arguments, and they certainly can't deploy them on the spot. They're not good at like debating. So like the dynamic back and forth that happens in a conversation. In an ideal world, you get somebody who can do research, collect really good facts, and then spend some time writing them down to formulate good punchy arguments, and then is capable in a live environment of dynamically moving back and forth and responding to the other person. I think that in this environment, the, what the f- did I just push? Control Z? Oh. In a good environment, I think that this person with the better facts and the better forgery will win, but it's hard to have all of that together. It's just very, like oftentimes the first, like the further away you are, the less likely it is that the rooms will connect. So the people that are out doing all the debating with all the punchy rhetoric, they might have some like cute little arguments, but the factual foundation is almost non-existent. But that's, yeah. So the debating against it is hard because you have to be aware of like, I mean, Rob Noor is like the hyper exaggerated version of what it's like to be prepared for that. Like there were so many things that he brought up. And there were still one or two things that he brought up that I wasn't familiar with, but it was because like you saw like the day before, I was like, okay, well, let's go ahead and sit down and read 250 pages of this reporting, plus another 100 pages of the Mueller report and the Senate. No, not the Mueller report. It was the Durham report and then the Senate committee one that I read off stream just to be ready for the assortment of like random facts and conspiracies and everything else. It's just so much. And then you have to be able to navigate in real time. What does he mean when he says this word? Well, clearly, you know, like an email that's compiled from seven other emails is legitimate as long as the facts of all of them are correct. It's like, wait, what? Yeah, it's just a lot. It's a lot.
Farmland and agriculture, and then cows were getting them, and horses were getting them, and dogs were getting them.
Let me make a statement.
They're calling it paralytic polio.
Do you agree with the following statement? It's not
I'm
just.
I'm not going to do this with you,
but
Brian.
It's not just about.
I brought up that.
It's not just
that'd
about.
Be a
hold
fun
on,
debate.
Hold on. Joe.
No, Brian,
it's
not I don't want to do this with
but
you.
But it's not just about...
We're in the middle of a fight campaign. It's, right. It's annoying.
All right, mm-hmm. But it's like...
Yeah.
Anti-vax.
No, it's anti-vax,
it's not anti-vax. Question why there's so many, though.
My kids are all vaccinated. Okay. And they're vaccinated, but they went on a delayed schedule. They delayed schedule.
Why? Like, delayed how much? Like, how stupid? Like, what is a delayed... Like, how delayed how?
So did mine. So did
you're
mine.
Not?
Yeah. Mine not.
Okay. Yeah, good for you. I don't think you need to.
Why? Against who? Against what? Why take any?
No, they're healthy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Between the two of them, they have 12 touchdowns this week.
I think, think you need to.
No, they're healthy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Between the two of them, they have 12 touchdowns this week.
12 touchdowns? Is that like a thing? I don't know what he's saying. Am I retarded?
Two home runs.
Oh, 12 touchdowns.
I think
then I have 12 touchdowns this week.
Oh, okay.
Two home runs.
I think the problem is that the pharmaceutical drug companies have an exemption because of what they did in the 1980s with Reagan, where they allowed them to never worry about being sued. And that's when they ramped up the schedule. And that's also the correlation. When you look at all the host of all sorts of diseases and issues just that start happening.
Just look at autism. It's through
autism
the fucking
is just
roof.
One. There's a lot of other autoimmune issues. There's a lot of...
Does he think people in general are dying of more diseases now or 100 years ago? Like, what are we looking at here?
A lot of, serious problems.
I think there
the autism shit, we have to change the way that we approach this, bro. I said this before, autism spectrum disease, I just think this is stupid. I shouldn't say that, I guess, because I haven't read into why they diagnose it the way they do. But this idea that, people can be high-functioning autists, I don't know why we pathologize that. I don't know. I haven't heard the arguments for it. I don't know why. It just seems meaningfully different to say that, low-functioning autistic people can't function. Hence the low function. These people need adult caretakers their entire lives. And then some people are just a little socially awkward. Why is this all called autism? I feel like there has to be a different... I think in my life, after having finally met some actual autistic people, I think I've met one or two people in my life. I'm like, ooh, this is autism hard. People that can't, don't make eye contact and the way they speak is, very, very, very off. Jeez. But then even meeting these people, 2 years ago, I was like, oh, it forced me to recontextualize every single person I've ever met in my life who's like, oh, I'm autistic. I'm like, I don't know why. I don't know why it exists as a diagnosis the way that it does.
Three things that have pushed our us beyond our biology and the reason we don't have a lot of...
There's also this annoying thing of... this is the annoying thing, too, is be careful not to get pushed into the more radical opposite position to fight their radical position, right? The only thing is that it might actually be that there are some environmental things that are pushing people further along this autism spectrum thing. That might be the case, but it doesn't seem to be vaccines. We've researched out of that, and the people that are pointing at vaccines don't seem to give a fuck about autism. Seems like they just care about vaccines. If there are environmental things that are contributing to the increase in autism, if that is the case, if autism is actually increasing and it's not just the way that we screen for it or diagnose it or expand the definition of it, right? If that is the case, then we're not looking into those things as much as we could be because we're obsessed with this vaccine talking point.
Autoimmune issues. There's a lot of serious problems.
I think there are three things that have pushed our us beyond our biology and the reason we don't have a lot of children dying. Nutrition, sanitation, and vaccines. And I think anybody who says otherwise is, I think it's crazy.
But you can't say all vaccines be.
I didn't say all vaccines.
But right. he's very, not saying
I get
all
very
vaccines.
Worried when people
but he's
start
not saying,
saying
all vaccines.
It sounds like he is.
Brian, you don't know what the fuck I'm saying. You don't.
Well, I know because you don't want to talk about it.
Brian, I don't want to talk about it in the middle of a podcast because it'll completely derail the podcast. And I'll start showing you statistics. If you look at when people stop getting all of these diseases and then when the introduction of vaccines happen, it's at the end. After the disease.
Oh, he saw the Twitter chart.
Diseases already gone through the population. Most of those diseases were eradicated by sanitation and nutrition.
Yes.
There was a huge problem in this country. People were living in squalor.
I agree, but there's still pathogens that are very dangerous.
Sure there are. So the problem is that these pharmaceutical drug companies are fucking insanely entirely corrupt.
Really? Insanely entirely corrupt. Well, how long do you think Joe Rogan's been on TRT? Is he public about it or does he cope?
They've been corrupt for a long fucking time, and there's a revolving door between the FDA and these pharmaceutical drug corporations.
Which FDA? RFK Jr.'s FDA? Or a different one?
They go from the FDA into these positions.
Wait, the FDA is under the HHS, right? Food and Drug Administration is, yes, correct, HHS, yeah.
They have this golden parachute, and then they ramp up the schedule every year, and it's not about public health. None of it is about looking out for you. All of it is about making money. That's the problem.
Private companies make money? What do you think? Is this a charity podcast that you do? Do you do this for free, motherfucker? Revolving door. Half of RFK's vaccine expert panel has been on your dog shit podcast. What, you want to talk about revolving door? RFK's been on your podcast. Jesus Christ. What about the revolving door between all these dog shit alternative media influencers and every other program? And now apparently cabinet positions of the government. How many people in our... How many cabinet positions... Donald Trump, current cabinet. I'm curious. I'm just curious. Who do we have here? How many people have been on Joe Rogan's podcast? Trump has, right? Was Vance on Joe Rogan? J.D. Vance, Joe Rogan. Yep. Was Marco Rubio on Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan. Marco Rubio. No. Okay. Bessent wasn't. Besant, Rogan, no way. No. Was Hegseth on Rogan? Nope. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. I don't think Bondi was, right? No way. Bondi, Rogan. Okay. These guys are nobodies. I know that RFK was. Bongino. Oh, he wouldn't be a cabinet level person. Bongino was. Cash Patel was. Tulsi was, right? Tulsi was. What is that? 7, 8 different, like, high ranking members of the government. Kristi Noem wasn't, right? I don't think she was. She seems like she would. I feel like she'd be a perfect fit, but she wouldn't be. Do you think that? No. There's no. No. Rogan would never pay people to be guests on the show. That would be so outside of the norm. I don't think so. To
kill the shit out of people.
It's also crazy how comfortable Rogan feels citing statistics he's seen on Twitter when we've seen this guy at least twice get hoodwinked by AI videos where he's insisting they're real. And the school kitty litter. That whole thing started with that whole nationwide crisis started with Joe Rogan, right? That where every parent was petrified that kitty litter boxes were being put in schools.
The kitty litter boxes is a weird one.
It is weird.
A weird one.
It's more like an urban legend.
I fed into that, and I should probably clarify that a bit. It's not true. People were saying that's not true. It's an internet rumor. So I contacted him again and I said, tell me exactly what she said and contact her and find out. She no longer works for that school. She works for another school. She contacted the other school. She didn't get a response. I don't think they actually did it. I think there was discussions about doing it because there was one particularly wacky mother, but it doesn't seem that there's any proof that they put a litter box in there.
This one comment that he made had everybody around the country talking about how they were putting kitty litter boxes in schools for furries. Joe is semi-open about his TRT usage, but it's done via special clinics as his stem cell treatments. He's very close to some of these clinics and has had them on the pod. It's not bad for him when he likes it. Yeah, because there's a special clinic. Those are just doctors. That's just a private practice. That's all that is. And the drugs that they're using are the same drugs available to everybody else. It's not like they have top secret drugs that no one else has access to.
Well, you know, there's people that voted for Biden that are doing it now. They're like, what did I do?
Right.
Like, what did I choose? Like, how is this guy?
Yeah, you just can't listen to an interview where he's saying some of the stuff he says that just makes no sense at all. It's like you can't listen to those interviews and feel like you made a good decision. I don't know how you
did. Did you hear what he said like yesterday or a couple of days ago? He's talking about the Revolutionary War. He's like, one of the reasons why we lost the Revolutionary War, one of the problems with the Revolutionary War was they didn't have enough airports.
Airports? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Have you seen that?
I saw that.
Like, do you remember hearing that quote? I remember that quote.
Yeah, like, pull him.
It's crazy.
If you had any other job and you were talking like that.
Yeah.
Wait, have we watched this before? I feel like I've said a lot recently. If Trump would make any of the gaffes, or if Biden would have made any of the gaffes that Trump has made recently, they'd be talking about it just like that. This is a really good example of that, yeah.
They would go, hey, you're done.
If you talk like that to a doctor at your medical exam to fight, they'd be like, okay.
This one's pretty old, right? Yeah, well, because it sounds like they're talking about, Biden is president.
Obviously, they're not fighting. Also, here's, 8 weeks of being helped out by a professional, like,
right, you might not ever do anything again.
No, it's one of the wildest things ever.
It's insane.
Yeah,
and the media gaslighting you to pretend. It's just people are so afraid of Trump being in office and Republicans being in office.
You know,
a few moments later,
hanging out with the guy, I'm like, man.
Well, it's just the media narrative. I mean, so many people were fed this lie that the Russia collusion.
Yeah.
Was this the video you're talking about?
Let me see what this one says. I don't think it is.
What? By the way, same stable genius has said the biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports. Whoa.
Yeah, that's it.
Whoa.
Right, just
for the record.
Is that?
Wait, he didn't even understand what Biden was saying there.
Fake?
It's not fake. But he was referencing Trump saying that. Here's what Trump's saying it in 2019.
Oh.
Donald Trump said something about that. He didn't say Jesus. He said a stable genius, and that's where the transcription.
Let me hear what it says. What did he say?
In June of 1775, the Continental Congress created a unified army out of the revolutionary forces encamped around Boston and New York and named after the great George Washington, commander-in-chief. The Continental Army suffered a bitter winter of Valley Forge, found glory across the waters of the Delaware, and seized victory from Cornwallis of Yorktown. Our army manned the airport. It ran the ramparts. It took over the airports. It did everything it had to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he fucked
up. Yeah, he did. But I feel like you can tell, too, it sounds like a little different. Yeah. He's like, you could tell he like messed up his words, but
yeah.
He was just, I don't know.
Do you see it happening in real time? How are you supposed to watch this as a sane person and not feel crazy? Right? Like, do you guys not see what you just did there?